It's Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. Time for you to expect something wonderful.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. It's Mark, and this is Mark Husson's Astrology Hour coming to you live at literally 5 minutes after eight. I can't believe it. I was deep in reading. Pacific time, eight, and then a little after 11 on the East Coast. How are you? It's good to be here. Happy weekend. Happy Monday. We have a lot happening, as you know. I'm so excited to talk to you about it because there's so much going on. And I always say that because guess what? There's so much going on. So come over and let's get into the chat room if you're interested in doing that. We're over at Facebook. But the way you get there is go to 12radio.com and then look at the left-hand side for the word chat. And when you see the word chat, you'll be brought over. And if you've never been here before, they'll ask you to ask permission. And when you get there, you will see the banner at the top of the page. If you're in the discussion section, you will see comments. You click that word comments, and then you change, you have to change the word relevant comments to all comments if you want to see everybody. But when you do that, something magical happens. You get to see Laura. How is it the last week of January? I don't even know. I'm already planning Christmas 2025. Whatever. You might as well. Lynn Goldberg's in the house. How you doing, Lynn? Who is bringing the damn coffee? I am so without my coffee. Oh, I'm having a sip of cold coffee right now. Yummy. Truly, good to see you. Good morning from the snowy Reno, Tahoe. Ooh, how fun is that picture you're sending? Sending positive vibes to everyone tuning in to Mark Husson's show today. May his words bring you inspiration and guidance. Amen, baby. May they bring us all inspiration and guidance. Thanks, Truly. Love that picture. I really am so grateful. I live in a place where there is snow. It is the most peaceful experience, I'm telling you. I'm so grateful. Thank you, Truly. Pamela, happy Monday to you, Mark and friends. We just had a minor earthquake in New England. Oh, you did? 3.9, no damage, but a few things fell over at my house. Not me, though. Nobody knocks Pamela over. Nobody. Well, Pamela, I'm so sorry that happened. That must be unnerving. You don't hear about New England having earthquakes, really. Hey, Quelly, Grand Rising. She's saying hi to everyone. Serena, the 1-2 family. It's Aquarius. It's Aquarius. I love it. Jennifer Locksmead's in the house. How you doing, Jennifer? Jennifer is a gifted psychic and astrologer over at 12listen.com. She also has a YouTube page. Google it. Find it. She's really good. She does a forecast for you. It's nice to find good people doing things like that because we run out of supply of good voices in the sort of astrological heart-centered community. But there are a few good ones out there, and she is definitely one of them. Okay, so in the news arena, while it's on my mind and fresh, and before I get into the heart of everything, Kat is teaching her first. Oh, Sarah, good to see you. Christine Dumarier's in the house. How did I miss you guys? Oh, I see why. Christine Dumarier, another advisor at 12listen, classical pianist. Wait till you hear her work. And you can find her on Facebook. Listen to some of her posts. It's kind of like jaw-dropping, ridiculous. Erica's in the house. Hi, Erica. Cancer here. Mars retrograde doing a number on me. I can't wait to get out of this funk and move on to something good. Erica, we got to talk because Mars just get me a big jackpot. It's crazy, but it did. Okay, and it's on my sun exactly. So we got to talk. We got to move this energy. And I'll talk to y'all about that jackpot. It was crazy. Okay. Oh, my God, where my personal life and my public life merged is getting all gray. I'm starting not to care because I trust and love you guys, which is what I want to talk about. Now, today, we have that we have a Capricorn moon all day, you know, and it's not my favorite moon because things get a little heavy. But it's not because of the moon. It's because I don't like things to get heavy. And I want to talk to you about that because there is so much going on. And I was doing this research on how we defend ourselves. Like, what is our defenses? What are they doing? I was reading about the anal defenses, the Oedipal defenses, the oral defenses. Those are all Freudian, yes, no doubt. But you start with a sort of understanding of the basic, what is a defense? What is it that we're defending against? And like, and you think about the oral defenses, you get into this idea that it's when a baby stops suckling, or like, that's comfort, that's love, that is like everything I need. Give me that milk. And there are some people who use that kind of defense in life. It might be their relationship is their milk. Maybe money is their milk. Maybe the government is their milk. Maybe whatever, their house. Maybe, you know, you just got to look and see. But whatever it is that we decide is the milk, we defend and we create defenses for. Isn't that powerful when you just think about it? And who doesn't have a milk defense? I have a milk defense. Mm-mm-mm. I hate milk. But I love I love the metaphor of milk. And like, what gives you security is like, is money milk? Is security milk? Is the group milk? We'll see. We'll talk about how the different elements defend. But I want to make this a regular thing because so much is going on now in the world. And we got a new moon coming that if you can bring together a concept of what it is that you're leaning into, and you know how you find it, right? You know how you find your defense. Look at what you're scared of. Right? What are we going to be afraid of? We're going to be afraid of the thing that takes away that we need to defend against. Why are we defending something? What are we defending against? Where's my milk? Who's taking my milk? And so then I'm afraid of somebody stealing my milk. Well, it depends on what my milk becomes, how I phrase that. But yeah. And ultimately, get this, ultimately, it's not even the milk. Oh, we're going to get into this. It's going to be so good. We have to talk about it, you know. We have to talk about the elements and what our propensity is. How do we defend against loneliness? How do we defend against chaos? How do we defend against our own insignificance? How do we defend against having control? Holding on to things. All of that, if you can kind of uncover it a little bit, you get to see the things that scare you. And if you can find the things that scare you, you can realize whether or not there's a real threat involved here or not. Very powerful. Now, some of you, I want to get this announcement out. Kat is teaching a class. Her class is like one of the most free. She's a Gemini with an Aries moon, and she has this thing where once in that class, the magic happens. And this class is about developing something in yourself. It's about developing this psychic intuitive ability. It's about, but more than that, you talk about the defense against loneliness. This class is a defense that brings you into a connection to something that can never leave you, to your divinity. And I'm telling you, when she told me about it, and she told me about it a couple months ago, she started becoming obsessed. Like, she was becoming, like, everything was being driven, and a new insight would come, and a new, like, this remarkable, like, I don't want to just teach tarot. I want to teach using these symbols to remind everybody of who we are and how to bring them those symbols into the reality. The class is going to be capped at about 40 people, and it's almost filled, but it's over at 12academy.com. It's next week. You got to get in if you want it. Try it. I can't believe the price. It's ridiculous. It's $35. And it's ongoing, and you can come and go as you please because she's not doing any of that control around it. I'm really proud of her. I'm excited to see people be a part of it. It's a community that gets built, and it's right here at 12 Academy. I am so grateful that these people are using things that I have worked hard to build. And I'm not, it's not, for me, it's sort of like this is for everybody to be a part of and to learn from. And 1-2 Academy is one of the precious ones. It's 12 Academy. That one was blood, sweat, and tear building for real. And if it wasn't for my dear friend Tom and Tech Person, we wouldn't have been able to tie it in the way we did. It's a long story, but it's historic, right? It's a long story. Got everybody to cooperate in it. The phone system is remarkably sophisticated. The classes are recorded for you. You just have to pick up the phone. You don't even have to attend. You can buy the class and listen in later, but it's going to be, you're going to be cut off at a certain point where you can't take it if too many people take it. And we have, I've been talking about it and Kat's been talking about it. She's going to send a note out tomorrow. So do what you can, get on a mailing list, call her, see what you think. But yeah, I mean, I would check out 1-2 Academy and see what's being offered. The offerings are amazing. Kelly Whetstone just did something equally as extraordinary and she's going to come back to it again. These people are good at what they do. Okay, so thank you for letting me advertise that. Let's talk a little bit about the defense mechanisms, what we have to look forward to, and why it's important to uncover what these things are within us. Okay, so if you hear somebody going, "I'll never find work. Why? I'm at my age, nobody wants me. Everybody's got a job. Everybody's more gifted than me." I do this all the time. Why am I doing it? I have Saturn in the first. So people with Saturn in the first, this is very common for you, or people that are Capricorns or people that have Saturn somewhere. Very strong for you to deny and be worried, because I have a constant I don't fit in anywhere thing. And it's true. I mean, I know unconsciously I'm creating it, but it is true. It's why that I, like if I had a show 5 days a week, people would be so bored, the routine would just be, I promise you, I have to limit myself. You only get me in small doses. But whatever it is that you say and the message that you're playing that is things like that, like people get tired of me, or I don't have a place to work, or I don't know where to put my skills, because I would love to continue to learn and to develop new things. And it's like, where do I begin? And everything for me is starting at the very beginning. And then before I know it, I'm bored with it. But if I had somebody I could tap on the shoulder and say, could you show me this real quick? Just get me past this hump. Like help me. It helps a lot. But I have a hard time finding those. All excuses, right? What's the defense against it? Well, the defense, when you do that, when you say, I have, like, I'm not going to fit in anywhere, that's that milk. Okay? It's like, it's the thing that I can't get feed in myself, the thing that I feel like I don't fit in, and that's the message gets played all the time. It's the fear that the source, the milk, is going to dry up. Okay. And it's like, whatever you think that you've decided is the, if it goes away, is going to keep you separate and alone, you will hold on to dearly. Like I will continue to do the same thing over and 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 over, or I'll keep the same awful job over and over and over and over and over and put up with humiliating people in awful circumstances because the job is the milk. And so I come up with defenses against leaving it because nobody wants me. So if you hear that message, it's kind of the defense against change. It's kind of the defense against leaving what you consider to be the force, the source of life. Conversely, that's oral. The anal defense is, you know, when you were a child and you everybody celebrated your first poop. And you realized, a child realizes, according to Freud, that you could hold something and withhold it. You could withhold it. You could withhold it. I'm not going to poop. And I know you want me to, but I have control. I'm not pooping. And we grow up and we meet these people who love withholding. Don't tell me how I'm not loving right. It's not time for me yet. I'm the one da-da-da. No, you can't spend that kind of money. I have people, I don't know who listens to my show, but I have proximity people, not friends, but proximity people, where the husband and wife have they sit on a ton of money and will not do things to make their life easier. Just won't do it. Can't spend it. And as a result, it's sort of like, okay, well, then you take it with you, and you know, whatever the fear is, and then I see And it's a neighbor. It's a particular neighbor. And I see her out there doing stuff. And I'm afraid to say too much because I don't want to offend people because I do know some people listen. But anyway, the point is that anal people, they're afraid that they're going to run out, that they won't have control. Okay? And it keeps going. And we look at all that. But then you can break it down by element. You can look at the earth signs, the water signs, the air signs, the fire signs. And the reason we want to do that is because what's up and coming is an Aquarius moon. It's a new moon in Aquarius. And we want to understand what is going to be the thing that is going to activate in our chart that Aquarius energy, like I talked about it a little bit last week. But if it's going to be activated and we're going toward a new moon, which means things get a little depressing before they get a little better, and it pops on the new moon, which is early Wednesday. But the Aquarian thing is this horrible fear of chaos. And if you think about it, what does that mean? Well, all air signs fear it. The way they go after to control it is, like, for example, what does a Libra do to control chaos? When it's about relationship chaos, they manipulate the relationship. They learn how to charm. They learn how to see the good in people. They learn how to bring you up. They learn how to seduce you and flirt with you. But what happens when they get into the relationship and then rules and regulations start coming on them? Mm-mm. Doesn't work. Okay. It's complicated. These defenses are so fun. I want to do a whole show on it. This is what I didn't want to talk about. I didn't want to introduce it too much today. Because I want to take our time and we'll go through each element. Such good fodder to talk about. Like, because we all have every element inside of us. And wherever you have air, if you have an air moon or sun or a house that's ruled by air, which is Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius, well, you're going to fight against, you want rules. But you want them on everybody else. You want rules of engagement. Like, do you know an air sign that revels or doesn't push against, like, you putting a rule on them? And what do you think emotional tie is to an air sign? Attachment. What do you think that is? Ew. That's bondage. That's your rule. I can't love you the way you want me to love you. I ain't doing that. You know, air signs. Wherever you have air, that's the fear. I have Venus in Gemini. I get a little bit... I got to talk to you a little bit about my other life, my gaming life. But I am doing YouTube videos of me spinning wheels at a casino. It's really fun, you guys. It's really fun. And I'm getting people's attention, and people wanting to meet me, and people wanting, and I and my total like. I can't do it. I mean, that. So my Venus and Gemini is getting tickled. And then the Venus and Gemini is like, okay, what do I do? And it's like, I'm going to tell the truth. It's like, let's keep it virtual. I don't do reality. Let's keep it virtual. And so you can look at yourself and see where every one of your little things are, where you have a trigger or where something's, you're reacting to something, and see the deeper defense. So back to this thing with air. If the air part of you is fearing a chaos, is fearing lack of control, then you see what Aquarian is going to do is we're going to start getting order and efficiency, and this is the rules it should be. You should never blah blah blah. You should never blah blah blah. You should always blah blah blah. You should do 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 do. And it's civilization. It's socialization. It's taking groups of people and applying social rules. And at first, it's a really good idea because what is a society without a common agreement? You don't kill people. Hey. Right? And so Aquarius has these ideals like you give fire to everybody. Yes, let them have. But you don't light forest fires. You don't burn people with it. And so that beautiful society starts getting developed. They have a choice. They have boundaries. Boundaries. That's the scary part of it, right? Because Aquarius sees the bigger picture, the world order, the global kindness, the humanity. But then there's a fine line between having a bunch of rules to keep people in order and being a dictator, right? Because do you know an Aquarian that doesn't run a tight house? I don't know one. I'm a Sun Uranus conjunction, and even I have some rules in my house. You think I'd be pretty loose. And I am pretty loose, but I do have rules. But an Aquarian, they have ideals, and they have a defense against chaos. And that's coming our way Wednesday. Now, I want you to think about something. The new government, Trump in office, all these things, these changes. What fears are triggering in you? What deep, profound, mother of milk, anal, whatever fears is it triggering in you? And let me ask you this question very seriously. Who's helping you be afraid? Every day John comes to me, we have a new story. He's heard a headline or he saw something. Da-da-da. And every day we research. Let's go deeper. And it's like every day we're being pecked at. And I, for the first time in my entire life, have found a way to be on this side of the glass. The bulletproof glass on this side of it, the safer side. I'm not gonna let whatever is that information thing get me. And so I did cancel my cable. I have canceled it for a long time, but I canceled live TV, so I get no new stations. I have to fight to get it. And I've talked to you about this. This is very Aquarian. Because now, in order to have to make sure that I am not controlled by a particular narrative, I want to find my own voices. I'm starting to. It's really fun. It's really fun. And guess what? I'm really not anxious. Like, I've been not this unanxious about government in years. I'm not kidding. I'm not letting it destroy me. I have a backyard. I have two baby dogs. Adorable doggies. I have an amazing partner. I have dear friends. I have a voice inside of me that wants to be creative. I have things I need to do that I want to do. And I have been giving way too much of it away. And so the air energy coming with Pluto in Aquarius, with the Sun in Aquarius, is giving me a structure to say, let's avoid the chaos. And I'm riding that window, the higher part of Aquarius, avoiding chaos, staying with an overview, having particular rules that I like to follow. And when I do my videos for my gambling, I create rules, and people really are enjoying it. Like, you're spending 50 cents on a slot machine, right? And whatever your judgments are on slot machines, check out your own defenses. It's fine. But you have a rule. There's a way to have it work for you. And to have somebody else share that with you, including the Schadenfreude, which is the joy we see over somebody else's misery. Like, and anytime I hit a jackpot, I go, oh, I just took your Schadenfreude away. I'm so sorry. And it's so much fun. In the meantime, I see people fretting and living on the political realm and living in that world. And it's sort of like, okay, good. I mean, I get that, but it's not, it's freeing, you guys, to take a little bit of that soap out of your eyes. Take a little bit of the step back a minute here. Take a little bit of the life and death. Take a little bit of the fact that you might be living in a defensive life. And take a breath for a minute. We're going to die someday. How you make the world a better place? It may not be by lighting all fires every single day. And I don't mean literal, but I also mean literal. It might mean finding a place of peace that you extend out a little bit. And I don't mean that corny stuff. Be the peace you want to see in the world. And that's okay. That's a beautiful thing to say. It is. And it's true. We just all can't do it. I can't walk a Zen life. I can't do it. In fact, I had a couple people leave my gambling thing. I hate to call it gambling. I don't know why, but it is. Because I cussed. I said a profane word. I can't take your profanity. And I said, I'm so sorry. I have a loose tongue. It's the adult in me. And And I wasn't, and I used to be, I would be offended or hurt and defensive, and I wasn't. And listen, I'm not virtue signaling. I swear to you, this is not about me being a good guy, a perfect guy. I'm saying I found something for me that kept me out of this political hysteria, and I am insanely grateful for it. I don't care. I love my country. I love everything about where I live, everything. But I can't give up half of my attention on my life to pay attention to this other thing and the possible hysterical outcomes that could happen. I don't know. I'll take each thing that comes in front of me. I'll research it. I'll understand it. And then I'll bury it. I'll let it go. Or I'll do something about it if it bugs me. So this moon coming up is at 10 degrees Aquarius. And it's new, and if you have Aquarius in your chart, that's where it's going to land, that house. And if you don't have Aquarius, if you don't have a planet, a personal planet in Aquarius, it's going to land in the house where Aquarius is on the outside. And it might be intercepted, and it'll be in that house. And it's going, I mean this, in when it hits, you'll have an opportunity for objectivity like you've never known. Not icy objectivity like Aquarians are known to be, where they just justify everything and it's sort of like, oh, well. And what they're really doing, they're not being mean. They're terrified of the emotional attachment that's underneath it. Because they don't deal with that stuff very easily. It's not easy for them. No joke. Do they have feelings? More than many. Do they have emotions? Yes, a ton. And if those emotions get them, guess what they have? Chaos. And guess what they're fighting against? Chaos. Guess what they're trying to do? Control. So when you want control and want control against chaos, the last thing you want is to be in your feelings. The last thing an Aquarian wants to do is take a minute to reflect what their path was and to see they might have hurt some people in there. That's painful. That's painful. And guess what? If you're not used to dealing with that kind of pain, it's really kind of gets in there and kind of wrecks things up a little bit. So you do it in small doses. And that's what Aquarians are. Good, healthy Aquarians do it in small doses. It's almost like a 12-step plan. The first one is like, okay, let me just at least know I have a problem. Let me give it up to a higher source. And I'm all about that thing right there. Give it up. Give it up. When I am besieged, when I have been hijacked by hateful voices in my head, I literally say, God, please, this is yours. It ain't mine. I don't care if it's a fantasy. I don't care if I made that shit up. I don't care. I have a part of me that understands something here in this mechanism is taking this awful language about me in my head and offering it to something else that may or may not work. But it's there and it's real and it helps me. I mean, it's good for me. I told a friend that they said, I can't do that. It doesn't work for me. I'm like, that's okay. It's not about working instantly. It's about have one yourself. Have a mechanism that distracts you from going down rabbit holes that mean nothing, that are just self-destructive. And we get to do that with this upcoming Aquarius connection. And isn't it interesting? The sign that is considered to be the most cold. And it is, this isn't offensive to Aquarians. This is about, it's about a sign that is so mental and so objective and so about humanity and so about the global concerns of the world that the individual stuff is a little, it's hard to maneuver. But for those of us that live in the minutiae, oh my God, give me the overview, please. Let me get on the back of this phoenix and look at the world from above for a minute. And that's what Aquarius gives us the chance to do. Those of us that live in the muck and the mire of the everyday's emotional pain, we have a chance to see overview, and it's a gift from the Aquarian gods. Who cares they don't look at their emotions? I don't care. I live where I need to live, and every once in a while I need that help. We bring in that help. So whatever the thing you're afraid of losing, whatever it is that you're afraid that you have to defend against, if it's a relationship, if it's a job, if it's money, if it's a bill, if it's a disease, you have a chance to get some overview. Now, it's not necessarily spiritual overview when it has to do with Aquarius, because that we leave that for the fire signs. But it is a mental overview of kindness, of goodness, of overall heartfelt humanitarianness that you can offer to yourself. So in other words, if you look at somebody and you believe this group of people is being marginalized or hurt, but you turn around and marginalize and hurt yourself, you're not doing yourself any justice, right? I was going to say you're being kind of hypocritical, but it's unconscious, so it's not really being hypocritical. You're just not being – you're not doling out the same kindness you would to a group that you would yourself. So I'm asking you to do it for yourself. I'm asking you to try to see yourself as part of a group, a collective of humans that will die someday that need not torture themselves. Oh, I just saw my neighbor that I was talking about. Oh, drive away, and I was going to say, let me tell you what the truth is. It's only one of them. Oh, I'm so bad. Yeah, I get it. Okay, so overview, it's coming Wednesday, but guess what happens today, tonight? Mercury is going to help because Mercury's in Capricorn right now. And so some of you are thinking, this is a little too glossed over for me, but guess what? Mercury's going to help us tonight. Tonight, we're going to see Mercury right at Aquarius, giving us the same mechanism to get into that Aquarian mindset as I'm talking about, that the moon can offer us, okay? So that's a beautiful thing. And so when you notice tonight, just notice that, and it's going to be late, like it'll go late, but I want you to see, notice where your thoughts are. How you're thinking? Are you feeling a little more practical and pragmatic? Or whatever that might mean for you? Are you worried about a specific bill or problem? I want you to see. Notice if tomorrow doesn't feel just a tad different. Because you know what? The moon is going to go into Aquarius. Well, we still have to deal with this Capricorn moon until tomorrow about noon Pacific time. Then it goes into Aquarius. And so now we'll have the moon, Mercury, the Sun, Pluto, and Aquarius. And if you got to see the chart that I sent out, I got to come and see how y'all are doing too, by the way. I've been talking a little too long without reflective feedback from you. So let me see how you're doing. But I want to look at the chart. If you didn't get the chart, please go over to 1-2 Listen, please. And no, I'm sorry, to 1-2 House and sign up. Get on the mailing list. It's not abusive. And I hope you'll share it with people and get our mailing list filled up. That's all we have. If we lose that because people are too mean and too lazy and too like, I don't like his values, then whatever. But if you can and you believe in him, share it with somebody. 1-2house.com. Get us on the mailing list. You can also buy somebody the class. If you see a class you like at 1-2 Academy, you can buy them a gift certificate for the class. It's not hard. Or just share it. We count on your voices because you guys are beautiful. You're beautiful to me. You are so beautiful. And so I'm never yelling at you when I say, you know, don't be afraid, but I'm telling you to have it in your voice to share with others. So let me go over and see how y'all are doing, my friends, my dear friends, my dear kind friends. Okay, it was Maine. Was the earthquake. Hi, Harriet. I see you, girl. Okay. Let me get in. I have to hit comments, and then I have to hit the most relevant and change it to all comments. Facebook, I Googled it. They will not change that most relevant thing. You have to click it. Like, they decide who's most relevant. We are not judging your posts, I promise you. Shelly from Morrison, Colorado. Hi. We share weather together. And the love of Colorado. It's hard not to love Colorado, isn't it? Judy, inspiration is always good. Good morning. Coffee is ready. Thanks, Judy. Patricia, good morning. Hi, happy Monday. Maya, happy Monday. Kat Nicholson's in the house. Hey, Kat, I'm ratting on your class. I told everybody not to take it because you're overwhelmed and there's too many people signing up, so don't be offended. Wink, wink. Judith, you're not ever late. Patricia, thanks for being here. Karen, oh my gosh. No one can take your joy. You're right, Karen. No one can take our joy. I love that. I love it. I love it. You can't. Great information, Mark, from Erica. Lynn, I love this conversation about not scaring ourselves. Lynn, because you're an angel. And you naturally do that for everybody, too. You can tell the people who do that. We're all in this boat. Listen, you guys, seriously, if you're scared, you're doing that. You're letting something in that's giving you information that then threatens something at the very core of who we are. at the very core of who you are. And then you take that fear and you stuff it, you cover it up. And how do you cover it up? You get angry, you yell, you act like you're going to do something about it. Or you're now taking that energy and you're putting it out in the world around you, your immediate people. Okay? I have friends that want me to be mad with them and I can't be, and it's terrible. And I have, and I'll say acquaintances, so my personal friends don't think, is that me? Is he talking about me? I have acquaintances that want me to be angry with them, that want me to be outraged, that want me, and I can't, I won't, I'm not. And I know it feels like such a violation because that's what we used to share. But what's really happening is I want to know a kind of joy inside of me that I can share genuinely, that it doesn't have to do with an event that happened out here. And I'm not trying to get all spiritually gooky on you. I'm trying to say you can cut off the noise that's hurting you and find out where you really are. And I am listening to voices that I would never have listened to in a million years and not being offended or taken or snowed or bought. I'm listening. And it's, dang gone, it's interesting to see that people are really just people so many ways. And do you know, I don't know that this would have happened if Pluto hadn't gotten to Aquarius. I don't think I would have been on that zeitgeist of change. And it's interesting that Pluto stayed in Capricorn for the election, and it looks like all this corporate, all the big money, all the whatever they want to call it, oligarchy, tech oligarchy, whatever. And then it gives us the Capricornian stuff, and then it comes into Aquarius, and now it's like, wow, you just sort of like gave us that to heal, right? And I'm healing it in my mind. I'm not doing anything specific. I'm healing it in my mind. I have a friend who was so upset by all that was going on, and I know she listens to the show. And she sends me pictures of sunset in the mornings, and it just touches my soul. Because it not used to be like that. That means there's a part that sees hope and is looking for hope and believes in it and has it. Where this kind of thing would have been devastating and destructive before. It's changing, you guys. And I am so excited for the change. I'm starting to just shed issues that I used to have, just not care about the things I used to care about. Maybe I had a stroke. Who knows? But I'm hoping it's a stroke. I'm hoping it's a stroke of insight. So this week, the Lunar New Year comes, and I get so excited about the New Year's, the new Lunar New Year's. I love the new animals that come in. And we just left the dragon, right? We're going into a snake. So if you know anything about it, study it. It's fun. I do have reports at 12reports.com. 12reports is the place I built a long, 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 long time ago. Because I really love these reports. And they range about $15, $15 to $20, depending on how thick they are. And I email them to you. But it's 12reports.com. I run them personally. I'm not writing them. Please hear this, because people go, Mark, this is really brilliant. You're so smart. And I'm like, that ain't me, baby. That's a computer. I'm running it. But you do it, it'll send you to PayPal. So you'll PayPal it. And I'm sorry if you can't use PayPal. I don't have any other way to do it. I am not going to invest what it takes to change that. But I do have it up to date, very secure, very trusted site. And it's fun to look at all the reports. But we have a Chinese report, a Chinese New Year report. And I think it's called the Lunar New Year now. So forgive me if somewhere along the way calling it the Chinese New Year is no longer correct. It's just a habit. But it's the Lunar New Year. And I'm excited for it. I love when that changes. And that's the other thing. We got to be kinder about these verbal mistakes, okay? We got to just stop all the nonsense, breathe in a little bit, take it down a notch, and let's let each other be real. And let's get to the point. Because I used to be the person that used to be so upset when I would be in an argument with my sister and I'd drop an F-bomb, right? And that was the end of the argument. Like that woman that wrote me and said, I can't be subscribed to this because of your profanity. All I said was F one time when I got a huge jackpot. I mean, it took my breath away. And I stopped myself. I didn't even complete the word. And it reminded me, it took me back for a minute of the little Karen that my sister was. No offense, Karen Erickson. But my sister would be like, oh, you had to say that word. And the argument's over. She left. And I'm like, okay, so we're stuck on the word. And the point I was winning, gets lost. And so please lighten up. Please get stuck on the intent. Let's hear what people have to say. I had a mother with a very salty tongue, which is what shocks me about my sister. Like, she's acting all prissy about it. But my mother talked like a sailor. The only word she didn't say was the F word. But I mean, every other word was out that woman's mouth. Virgo with a tongue. And I got seasoned to it. I mean, you're lucky every other word that comes out my mouth now isn't one, but I did get in a lot of trouble as a young adolescent, not realizing that curse words were really offensive to people. Okay, I get it. Now I do. I don't even like hearing them in the morning when other people do them. It's like, you have other access to other language. You're smart enough to use other words. Use them. So that's kind of me. Anyway, I'm looking at pictures here. Truly and the snow. Oh, look at her little doggy. I love my doggies in the snow. We look in the morning at the temperature. I'm like, hey, what's the temperature? And if it's under 20, I think my number's 24 for them. We don't go. But now after the show, I'm going to take them for a quick romp because they live for it. And it's like, they are such snowbirds, but I can't help it. One time when we were little, I was taking Duncan for a walk with Javi. He was little and we were in the snow and Duncan stopped and looked at me with that, you know how dogs make that pull your ears as far down as you can and make your eyes as big as you can. And he's like, I can't walk anymore, literally. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. I'm torturing my baby. I stuffed him in my coat. I was like, okay, never again. I'll be way more conscious. And so now I'm letting their fur get really thick. They even pant indoors now. But yeah, whatever. Joni, good morning. Fun, interesting perspective. What's your mother's milk? Great to ponder and reflect. Yeah, it's the oral fixation. What is your mother's milk? And for some people, if you get into it, you'll find that it's like this, the neat house. It's, let's see, relationships, never always being emotionally connected to somebody. Like, I'll never starve emotionally. I think separation anxiety is a sign of oral fixation. So if you can't leave your job, if you can't, addictions, what do you think addictions are? That's mother's milk in droves, right? What, like being afraid of politics, like the political stuff, the news, the media, mother's milk. Give it to me. What else? What else is so, do I need to be afraid of? What else did he say? Right? I'm sorry, you guys. There's another life outside of this. I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry. It's like virtue signaling. Every time I do that, I hear that word. I hate that word, but I do it and I want to make sure I don't do it. There is a way to not, that could be your mother's milk and I shouldn't make fun of it. It could be your source of like, okay, no, I need to be connected. Okay. And I get it. Just know it. Because the only healing can occur when you observe it, you know it. So many people want to change the behavior. And I'm telling you, the number one solution is just know the behavior's there. You don't have to do anything. Don't try to even fix it. You're just going to replace it. Just say, oh, there it is again. There, I'm doing it. I see it. I'm going to keep doing it. That's a choice. That's great. That's a choice. And then do it again. But can you see how that just eliminates the self-hate and the self-judgment? Notice, it's the observer is the secret healing of the entire planet. The observer. Oh my God, I really see that I'm doing that. And then it happens again. And then you see you're doing it. And I'm telling you, something happens. I don't know what is the mechanism, but it fades away. Eventually fades away. As long as you don't just put some shade on it, as long as you don't hate on it. Because hating on it just locks it in. It makes you feel shame and hurt, and then you got this other thing to deal with. Let's see. Love this mark with Jupiter, Moon, and Aquarius. I finally understand coldness, and now a Pluto opposition. Okay, when you have Pluto, okay, Jupiter with Moon in Aquarius, that's you. And Pluto opposition, Pluto conjunction, it's next to it. If you have Jupiter in Aquarius and you have the moon in Aquarius, Pluto in the sky is in Aquarius. It's next to it. And let me tell you, it's going to deepen it. You're not cold. You just don't want to deal with it. You're just not sure how deep that water is going to go if you dip your toe in it. So do it your way. I love aquarians. I do. I have such a good time. One of my dearest, dearest friends in my 20s, Sharon Zitz. If you're ever listening, I said it out loud. You're my girl. What I mean, she totally changed a big, giant factor of my life. Went with me to the gay bars because I was terrified my uncle was going to kill me. He was the meanest person on the planet. And I had not had sex. I was in my 20s. I didn't know what it was, but I knew I was probably liking boys or something. And so, but I was so pure. I mean, I was really naive. Late, late, late. You talk about late bloomer. If you got Saturn there, late, 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 late. And she'd go with me to the gay bars and we'd laugh and talk. And I didn't want anybody. I was so nervous. She was like, "He's looking at you." I'm like, "I know. Tell him to look away. I'm into this stuff. I don't know what's going on. Let's talk. Let's dance." So we learned disco. It was fun. Anyway, North Node in Aquarius. Read too many political posts last night, then walked outside feeling off center, looked up and there was Mars, Jupiter, and Venus. Yay, Charlie. You guys, don't let your source of information only come from social media, please. It's too easy to manipulate you. Don't do it. Find voices that you like, though. Just find voices that you like and listen, and then find a voice that maybe you're not sure you like and listen, and see why you don't may not like them, and see if they're full of it. Whatever, if you need to do that. But so the milk that we need, the sustenance that we're looking for, it could be anything. But whatever it is you're terrified of losing, that's your milk. And then whatever you're terrified of sharing, that's your anal complex. And then there's the Oedipal complex. There's three of them. I didn't cover all of them because I wanted to, you know me. But the Oedipal one is like the one that's like seriously paranoid about like somebody's going to take something from you. And so you are really jealous of your partners and you're really jealous of somebody else. I have a little bit of the Oedipal thing because whenever somebody, this is my thing and I notice it. Whenever, like I found out that Emily in Paris is a cute little Netflix series apparently. But when I found out it was the daughter of Phil Collins, I was immediately turned off because I'm like, Nepo. And that's horrible because if you're a Nepo, you can still have talent and you probably do have talent. It would make a lot of sense that you would be a relative in the same field. But I had this jealousy, this insane jealousy of that because I have the, what, okay. And that's my, one of my, this is one of my defense mechanisms. That everybody gets a privilege but me. Everybody got inheritance but me. Everybody gets support but me. It's a theme. And it's definitely, I got to decide. I think it's Oedipal because it's sort of like, I don't have enough of that. They have more. So I have to try harder. And that's going to be taken from me because they do it better. It's constant. It doesn't run my life anymore, but it's fun to look at. I mean, for a while there, years ago, when, you know, everybody, I remember my sisters calling and going, "You're not on the will of Uncle Lester." And I'm like, "What?" She said, "You're not on the will." And they were all on the will. Now, do you think somebody would have said, "We're going to pull together. Everybody's going to give you $1,000. Something silly. No, it was just I was out. And so it's like, and then so I carried that hurt for a little bit. Like, really? I mean, and I was, and John, God, how many, John's ears should be bent in half, like, and then flipped over 40 times. Because it takes me a while to get to the truth of the hurt. And then you realize, I didn't want any of that, because that would have tied me in. And they get to have a victory of like, see, Mark was the, and and I wouldn't have been able to say goodbye to my entire family, like to say, "Oh my God, please go away from my life." And to find some joy in it, to realize there's nothing. I was the one doing all the gluing and thinking like it's a horrible thing and da da da. But it took, without that, there would be no healing. So I definitely see that mechanism in me. And the more I saw it, the more free I can become. And I did it with politics too. I'm tightly holding on to this one belief and this one thing and this one narrative and this one, and everybody that didn't hold on to that had to go. Well, I'm here to tell you, there's life after that. And there's a joyful life after that. And I don't have to hate on myself for who I was at the time. That's who I was at the time. What are you going to do? And that's thanks to Johnny, because I said that to him. I kind of feel bad. I hurt a lot of people's feelings. And he said, that's who you were at the time. Don't review that. And it was like, okay. And it was like, he never feels guilty about anything. You know, it's like, never, never. And it's like, because that's what I believe at the time. That's what I did at the time. And so, you know, that's fire signs. We're going to get into that too, how you fire signs. He's a air sign, but a lot of fire. Oh, our time is up, you guys. I don't want to go. I'm just getting my first round of bagels at our breakfast dinner. Breakfast dinner. Is that an oxymoron? Okay, let me hit refresh and then send you on into the arms of Kat. And then remind you again, 1-2 Academy is where you sign up for that class. If you have any interest in it at all, see if it's fun. You don't lose anything. It's a community that you can have forever. And that happens with her classes for sure. Okay, I'm running down real quick to see if I missed anybody. Serena's in the house. Had a long night with baby, but ready for a wonderful day of radio. Hey, Serena. Serena's our producer and also an insanely talented psychic at 1-2listen.com. Thanks for being here, Serena. Gwen. It's a reality show, like soap operas. They have scripts. They hook you in watching the next episode. Oh, it's so true. Erica was kidnapped. It's so true. And when I do a video on YouTube, when I do my little gaming thing, and you guys, I don't mind if you see it. You just ought to know it's me being a gamer guy. Check-in without the G. Check-in on Chumba, Chumba at YouTube. Come join. I don't care. I won't know you're there because I record little videos and put them up on how to do slot machines. It's my love. I really do. And I'm like, it's Venus and Gemini in the eighth. What do you want me to do? You know, it's like, be ashamed of it, because I have plenty of that. Okay. Giant hugs. And my point is, YouTube goes, you need to make your titles more like bombastic, like mega win, super big. And that's what they train you to do. So you have to like have these bombastic lead-ins, like hysterical. You know what they're about. You know the memes. You guys are sophisticated enough. Listen, happy new moon. It'll get a little depressing. It might until Wednesday, and then it pops like magic. So if you're feeling a little blue, a little dark, a little heavy, remember my words. And also remember this. You're amazing, and I am so grateful to you. Every single Monday when I come here, I am reminded at the gift that you are to me. And I mean it. All right. Giant hugs to you guys. Happy new moon. Happy lunar new year. Be a snake. And we'll have to find out what that means. Okay. Groundhog Day Sunday. And I'll see you here again next week. Take care of your butts. Bye-bye.